supposing I have huge respect for him. He's actually in Manila, not for a holiday, but he's there attending a course so that he can be better equipped to serve you. You know, I have big respect for Pastor Po Seng. I want you to know when I first met him, this was at least about 15 years ago when I went to Manila for the School of World Mission. And I heard that there was this Malaysian who is in the church, and he was the CEO of the company. And before I know it, a couple of months later, he decided to host me and my friend for dinner, because we are from Malaysia as well. Okay, so I was just so humbled that he took time off to host us. And next couple of years, when I went back to Manila for a course, again, he met up with me for lunch. But what was really humbling for me was he was busy. Okay, he's busy and his schedule is busy. But he decided to get his driver to send me to the airport while he himself take a taxi or a Grab for his meeting. And that really humbles me. And I think you have a great leader. And I want you to honor him, thank him. And I think 2 weeks from now, there will be an ordination service. I want you to just support him. And you have a great pastor in Po Seng. Okay, so I really honor him. So Po Seng and I, we did a trade. So because he's away, I get to speak to him, speak for him here tonight. And in return, he will have to speak at our church 2 weeks down the road. But I have a better trade because we have two services, so he has to speak twice. Okay, so I win. Okay, I gain. Today, I have the privilege to kickstart this series on how to finance. But before that, as Every Nation Culture, I would just like to introduce my family. So that's my family. That's my beautiful wife. My eldest, Kristen, today is actually her birthday. Okay, so she turned 11 today. My son, a big football fan like myself, he's 9 years old. Of course, I have to disciple him in the ways of Arsenal. You know, get him started off right. Faith, she's 5 years old, and my son, Joash, will be 2 in December. Okay, so that is us as a family. So as you can see, busy. As Jackie mentioned, you know, some things, how I do it, some things you oversee, some things you overlook. Okay, so you just got to decide which to oversee and which to overlook, and it will take care of itself. Okay, so today, even as we kickstart the series on finance, I want to talk about, if you're here for the first time and you're first time in the church and you're thinking, I knew it, church always talk about money one. I knew it. They just want my money. Relax, okay? Relax. We don't want your money. But the reason why we want to talk about finance, because money is a very crucial part of our lives, right? We talk about money. It comes out in our different conversation with our colleagues, with our spouse, with our neighbors. It comes out, you know, whether it's, wow, it's so expensive now to own a home, things are rising, cost of living is rising, how much should we spend, education is a big thing, traveling. So money is a very crucial part of our daily conversation. Money is also one of the top 3 reasons for divorce in Malaysia. And that's why when we run preparation for marriage course, money is one of the key topics that the couple need to talk about. And I always tell the people, you got to talk to your honey about your money. Okay, so before you get married, you got to talk to your honey about your money, right? So more than that, I think money is powerful in the sense that it can, it makes people feel powerful. Money can turn business partner against one another. Money has also the power to destroy friendships and relationships, even families, ties. And that's the power of money. And you can earn lots and lots of money and yet feel stress. Yeah, how many of you guys agree with me? You can earn lots and lots of money and yet you feel stress and you are in financial ruins. And you can inherit tons of money. How many of you like to inherit tons of money? Hands up. Okay? One day you wake up and then you receive an email saying that you inherit money, okay, from this prince somewhere. And all you need to do is to TT just 5,000 ringgit and $5 million is yours. Okay, so we all have that dream, all right? And you know, people think that if you can win a lottery, it solves all problems. But study shows, time and time again, winning a lottery got people more into trouble than get them out of trouble. In fact, study shows, by winning a lottery, a person is 3 to 5 times more likely to be bankrupt. This is an article that I found. This guy's name is by the name of Jack Whittaker. Okay, so you can find it in the news. And in 2002 Christmas morning, he won this jackpot. $314 million. That's about 1.3 billion ringgit. How many of you want to win a lottery, 1.2 billion ringgit, okay? So I have five honest people in the room. So he says, it was really Christmas. He didn't know what to say. The whole family was overjoyed because of winning this lottery. But when Jack Whittaker spoke with ABC News just 5 years later, his tone changed. And this is what he said. He says, since I won the lottery, I think there is no control for greed. His marriage fell apart. They got divorced. His daughter and his granddaughter started using drugs. And in fact, one of his granddaughters died of drug overdose. And they interviewed the ex-wife. He says, if I knew what was going to happen, honestly, I would have tore up the ticket. So the issue is really not how much money you have. So what's the issue with money? Right? We think that the more money we have, the happier that we will be, the more secure that we will be. But yet, we all kind of know that that's not the answer. So today, we're not going to talk about financial tips. We're not going to talk about 10 ways to manage your finance. But we want to see what the Bible has to say about money. In fact, the Bible has about 500 verses that talk about prayer. The Bible has about 500 verses that talk about faith. But the Bible has over 2,000 verses that talks about money, wealth, and possession. Which means that I think the Bible has a lot to say about money, wealth, and possessions. When Jesus talked about money, in fact, 16 of his 38 parables are about money and wealth. So when Jesus talked about money, he didn't give a 10 tips of managing your wealth. He didn't give a rich God, poor God kind of parable. But he went straight to the heart. Okay, so I'm going to read from a passage of scripture. And this is in his early days of ministry. He was John the Baptist, just baptized him. And he went to this Sermon on the Mount and he was giving a sermon. If you want to know what Jesus teach, the teachings of Jesus, you go to Matthew chapter 6. This is the message in the Sermon on the Mount. So he was talking about prayer, he was talking about fasting. And midway through his sermon, he paused and he talked about money. And this is what he said, okay?